We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, chatting today with Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Dee McKee. And take your phone calls here at 785-537-1350. And we're going to do that first out of the break, Dee. We got a caller here who just called in. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, thank you for bringing up the Marlette Bridge. You know, even if they had a train wreck there on the train bridge over the Little Blue River, there would isolate a certain area in there, but they don't understand safety and convenience things. You have to talk to them about the economic engine that Northern Pott County is becoming and the school that they're talking about building over there. And, you know, it's like you said, it's going to become a metropolitan area. And the only way, of course, to get the semis across there without them going back through down 99 would be to have an overrated bridge at that point, to think about diverting semi-traffic around if something were to happen to the bridge or with the major construction. But thank you so much. Just remember to include in your conversation the economic engine. Bye.
Thank you.
All right.
Those are good considerations. I don't think at any point there won't be in 20 years a reason that would have justified not protecting the right-of-way for that road. And that's what I keep asking to the collaboration of the city is we need to divine where that road should go, and then when new developers come in, they will donate the right-of-way, and that right-of-way will be something that will make the future work. If you don't, and if anybody knows of West Wichita, from Goddard on in, they had an idea of a road coming in, but they didn't do the right of way, and it's full of houses right now. And if you have to take out a $100,000 piece of lots for houses or $300,000 houses, that whole option gets very expensive. You've got to be on the front side of the issue.
You know,
so thank that caller, whoever he is.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, you know, and obviously this is a discussion that's been long going here. I know with you especially, Dee. What would be? I'm not sure exactly how that. Well, I guess it wouldn't work there. But if you had a road up there, and the bridge obviously going across from Marlette over into Pottawatomie County, could you theoretically maybe connect that to the Flush Road or something, and maybe have an alternate bypass there to.
That was the original plan before I was even in office, that would connect. And I did a bypass in Dodge City, so I'm going to just say that I've seen this duck before. If we would make that Highway 24 truck route to the north and ask the state to participate in that, and we take over the one that's Highway 24 right now as an internal one, that bridge is not very expensive to maintain compared to the one that you're going to have to put across to take care of the floodplain. And if you got that paid for by collaboratively asking the military, the state, J-Loose, and Toll Bridge and all the pieces, and make it a training ground for K-State engineers so that they could do applied education and go away with a resume, the whole community would be benefited. But right now, it doesn't receive any kind of identification because of the way that the MPO cannot put it on because, as a matter of fact, they took it off because of their change of rules. It's that piece that's the conversation that is challenging. 75% of the people who answered our survey in Blue Township said they both wanted the bridge and they were willing to contribute to its payment. And the school district, putting their building over there on a dead-end road with very little flow, also needs to have that for teachers to come across, administrators, nurses, ambulances, whatever they need. And if we have a gas line break on Green Valley Road, which is the only access up the road to their school, they're going to be dead. We need it for safety and security of kids and everything else. So it'll come around, but the idea of some people taking it up to the dam, that road that exists there is entirely goes into the flood zone about three times, and that doesn't work, and it costs as much to pave as getting the one in there right. So
yeah.
I'm not naming the alignment exactly, but the alignment should be determined.
Well, here's a question I have, and this is not related to the roadway here, but, you know, with all the meetings that have been held virtually and such, and I know you guys meet in person there in Westmoreland, has there ever been any discussion to have those meetings moved to Wamego?
County seat is a county seat. We do our emergency services at Wamego. We meet every once in a while up there at the command center, but it's just, if you're talking about county meetings.
Yeah.
Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, county meetings specifically, yeah.
That's a political question, too.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it makes it, I understand why it's in Westmoreland. Obviously, it's the middle of the county here, but man, so much of the business happens, you know, on the southern side of the county, especially in Wamego.
I would tell you, and I've said it in meeting publicly at Westmoreland when we talked about the old, no longer used courthouse, and we do have a complete courthouse that's called the Justice Center, brand new there, that not having a courthouse or doing an alternative location on this side of the county, meaning the south side, would automatically make that de facto the main offices for the county. And I keep trying to explain to people in Westmoreland, they putting a lot of money into a building that isn't big enough or modern enough or able to serve is not what's good for their city. But it also makes more people on the other side, so why would you invest down there? Why don't we put it across? So that's a different politic. I guess you can appreciate it. You don't want to fight every fight in the world at the same time, but it is under consideration to try and get us a modern building and services down on the south side of the county where everybody is versus staying in the middle of the county, which was the original placing of most of the county seats. It's, as everything else, complicated.
Yeah. Well, obviously, yeah. Yeah, and I realize in not every county, the county seat's not in the middle in every county. Obviously, Manhattan is in the southern part of the county, but I don't know, it's something I thought of here, and I've been thinking to ask it here for a few months now. And
if we took a vote, the majority would be down on the south side, and it would change.
Yep, absolutely. Well,
it's interesting.
Well, Dee, I know there's going to be discussions probably at some point. We didn't really get much of a chance to talk about this, but the CARES Act funding, I know Pottawatomie County is slated to get about $4.9 million. How is the process going for getting those monies dispersed out to the county?
Slowly. We do not have a staff of people to be able to just take a hold and run that. Those numbers and the rules, and I think, I didn't say it, but when we had a chance to receive the ones that were the funds that the Department of Commerce handed out, there was a complication in that most rural counties like us never used community block grant money for housing. And so when the Department of Commerce said all that money will go through the block grant application, first come, first served, which is a real interesting way to make sure everybody's doing what they ought to do, we had to go through a hearing and have a hold a hearing and everything before we could apply. And so we, as long with many other rural counties who didn't use block grants, had no chance to be participants in it. We were not in the first come position. So we come to the CARES Act money. We'll have to work on that. It goes kind of through our administration, and they'll look at it. I see Manhattan hiring somebody outside to do it. I'm not sure whether our auditor can just handle it for us because we do have administration support, but remains to be seen. It's a lot of money, has to be used by a deadline time, currently budgeted and expected expenses have been exceeded. It's a wonderland. Well, I wonder what happens next.
I mean, this whole year has been a wonderland, that's for sure. It's been chaos, it seems like, since March. Well, Dee,
yes.
We sure appreciate... Go ahead, sorry.
I said, I often say that I would like to be right at least 55% of the time. and a little over half, because we get the information back on the backside of what you're doing isn't going to be appropriate. You got to do something else, and it just creates another level of conversation and shifting, just as we're doing on Green Valley Road right now, trying to pull the federal money out of it so we can save the commissioners $250,000, and whether we can do that, it's up to somebody at the top.
Yep. Well, Dee, always appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brandon, for all you do for the community. Appreciate you.
All right. That's going to wrap up In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
Good morning. It's 10 o'clock.